Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 8, 2007. I'm Joe Underko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at the opening weekend of football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing this weekend's games. The 2007 season got underway last Saturday with one conference matchup and five non-league games. In the only game between league schools, new PAC member Geneva used a stifling defensive effort to record a 20-3 road victory at Teal. The PAC went 3-2 against non-conference opponents the opening weekend. Winners included Thomas More, a 40-24 victor at Hanover, Waynesburg, which won its opener at home against Muskingum 28-10, and Westminster, which won its season opener for the first time since 2000, topping Allegheny 13-6. St. Vincent was not as fortunate in its first varsity contest since 1962, as the Bearcats fell at home to Gallaudet 32-13. Grove City gave 2006 NCAA playoff qualifier Dickinson all it could handle before falling at home 17-13. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to sophomore running back Cordario Collier of Thomas More, who rolled up 253 total yards from scrimmage and four touchdowns in the Saint victory. Defensive laurels went to Waynesburg defensive back Stephon Struthers, who led the Yellow Jackets with eight tackles, three pass breakups, and an interception. Kicker Fred Romeo of Westminster earned special teams recognition with a pair of field goals at Allegheny. This weekend, two PAC teams will open the 2007 season after sitting out the opening weekend with byes. Defending PAC champion Washington and Jefferson host Geneva, coming off its impressive win at Teal, this Saturday night at 7 p.m. at Cameron Stadium in Washington. It will be the first gridiron meeting between the two schools since 1985. For W&J head coach Mike Sirianni, the matchup with the Golden Tornadoes will be a stern test for his team as it begins its quest to repeat as conference champions in 2007.
Well, we want to play well Saturday night. We want to win the game. We know how good Geneva is. You know, they still have scholarship players in their program. So, you know, obviously those kids got scholarships for a reason, because they were good football players. So, and then watching them Saturday against Teal, you know, I've not seen a Teal team get beat like that in a long time. You know, they really dominated the game and played real physical. And so they're going to be a good test for us.
Bethany also opens its 2007 schedule this weekend as the Bison travel to Hiram, Ohio for a non-conference matchup with the Hiram Terriers beginning at 1 p.m. The Bison rolled to a 42-7 home win over Hiram a year ago. Bethany has a new quarterback as former wideout Milton Joyner will open the season under center. Second-year Bethany mentor Tim Weaver talks about the state of the Bison entering the opener.
You know, you're right. We got a lot of changes. A new quarterback always makes you nervous as a head coach and an offensive coordinator. But at least we have an experienced football player there, a guy who's been in game action, and we feel very confident about Milton. You know, what I'm curious to see about our team is who's going to lead us once the ball gets kicked off on Saturday. You know, you're always, you know, our seniors have been good about attendance and showing up and doing all this thing, but I'd like to see them, you know, when the games get going, how are they going to respond?
Fresh off its impressive Week 1 win over Muskingum, Waynesburg travels to face the College of Wooster in Wooster, Ohio at 1:30 p.m. The Scots have won both meetings against the Yellow Jackets, including a 31-10 win in Waynesburg a year ago. Yellow Jacket head coach Rick Sheppes talks about the matchup.
In last year's contest with Wooster, they brought in a veteran team down here to Waynesburg, and with the success that they've had over the years, it was definitely a tough test for us, Wooster, coming out of the North Coast Conference. This year, we bring more veteran players, you know, into the contest, and it seems like Wooster right now is searching for their identity, at least offensively.
In other Week 2 action, Westminster looks to improve to 2-0 for the first time since 1997, as the Titans traveled to Latrobe to battle new PAC member St. Vincent at 1 p.m. The two former NAIA rivals last met on the gridiron in 1962, with the Titans winning 19-13. Teal will look to rally from its opening weekend loss as the Tomcats host Alfred University at Alumni Stadium in Greenville at 1 p.m. The Saxons have won seven straight meetings in the series, including a 14-0 shutout victory over Teal in New York last year. Finally, Grove City will battle a 2006 NCAA playoff team for the second time in as many weeks as the Wolverines head to Pittsburgh to face Carnegie Mellon at 1:30 p.m. Thomas More has the weekend off. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football scores, news, and statistics, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.